Good morning. Good morning and welcome to this Sunday morning all-age worship on the second Sunday in May. Just by explanation, we'll be staying in together. There's no children's or youth church this morning. And it will be probably a shorter service, although I can't promise. God might have other plans. But let's take opportunity to say hello to those joining us on Zoom this morning. This is the church in the age of the internet. And one of the positive spin-offs of COVID was actually we discovered Zoom, and many churches have done the same. So let's say hello. Oh, there's Teen, just talking about Teen and Christine. But it's good to see everybody. In this time between Easter and Pentecost, we continue to remind ourselves that we serve a risen Saviour, a Saviour who has overcome sin and death and continues to work in our world and in our lives. So our call to worship this morning is our opening song, At Your Feet We Fall, Mighty Risen Lord. This is number 4 in Baptist Praise and Worship, but the words will be up on our screen. At Your Feet We Fall, Mighty Risen Lord. Seated. Let us pray together. Lord God, we delight in you. We delight to sing your praise because we know that you delight in us. You delight to sing songs over us as well. So Lord, we thank you for your great love for us and for all creation. We thank you that you have shown this by sending your Son, Jesus, to live among us and to die for us. We thank you, Lord, that he is a risen Saviour. We worship and serve and follow a risen Saviour this day. So we praise and worship you. And Lord, we come before you as well in confession, as well as in praise, in a spirit of confession, knowing that we haven't always followed you. We haven't always listened to your words. We haven't always lived out your life of love in this week. So we come before you and ask your forgiveness. We ask, Lord, that you would make us new, open our eyes to see you afresh, and fill us with your Holy Spirit, we pray, so that we can continue to follow you and serve you in newness of life. We thank you, Lord, for your presence with us this morning by your Holy Spirit. Let's join together in saying the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. We'll use the modern version, the first version on the inside cover of our hymn books. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now, Jemian will come and share with us from God's word. Thank you, Jemian. Psalm 121.
Morning, church.
Morning.
Today's reading will be from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. Who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he watches over Israel with neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you day by, nor the moonlight. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over you coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jemian. Our next song, I Will Trust My Saviour Jesus. Clifford, Andre, Irina, Alina will be leading us in this song. It's a response to God's word that God is our helper, our maker, and our saviour. So we will trust our saviour, Jesus.
Trust my Saviour Jesus when my darkest doubt before. Trust Him when to simply trust Him seems the hardest sin of all. I will trust my Savior Jesus, trust Him when my strength is small. For I know the shield of Jesus is the safest place of all. Jesus, only Jesus, help me trust you more and more. Jesus, only Jesus, may my heart be ever yours. You'll trust my Savior Jesus, He has said His way is best. And I know the path He's chosen leads to everlasting rest. Jesus, only Jesus, help me trust You more and more. Jesus, only Jesus, may my heart be ever yours. Jesus, only Jesus, help me trust you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, may my heart be ever yours.
Oh, on that cross, how it was seen, my God, oh, now ever trusting in the one who died for me.
Oh, on that cross, how it was seen, I can go now ever trusting in the one who died for me. What could I dream, for your gift is complete. So I trust you, simply trust you, Lord, with every part for me. Oh, on that cross, how it was seen, I can go now ever trusting in the one who died for me. What could I dream, for your gift is complete. So I trust you, simply trust you, Lord, with every part of me. Oh, on that cross, how it was seen, I can go now ever trusting in the one who died for me. What could I bring, for your guilt is complete. So I trust you, simply trust you, Lord, with every part of me. Jesus, only Jesus, help me trust you more and more. Jesus, only Jesus, may my heart be ever yours. Jesus, only Jesus, help me trust you more and more. Jesus, only Jesus, may my heart be ever yours.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Alina, Irina, Andre, Clifford, and Aki. Thank you. This morning we're going to be taking the offering round as we used to, pre-COVID. I know some people prefer to give, continue to give via the church bank account, but it's important to emphasize this morning that no one should be obliged to feel obliged to give to this offering. This is an offering for the support of the work of this church. So we're going to bring round the offering baskets now. Heavenly Father, we trust in you. We know that you love us because through Jesus you have saved us. And you promise to provide for us. So as a sign of our trust in you, we give you these gifts, as well as gifts given in other ways. And we offer ourselves as a sign of our thankfulness to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Now, Psalm 121 reminds us that God is our helper. The one who made all things is also our helper. That's incredible. That's an amazing good news, in fact, isn't it? And I'm sure we can all think of ways that God has helped us in the past. And in a moment, there will be an opportunity for some of us to share briefly a story or two of how God has helped us. So while you're thinking, I'll give you a chance to think about that. But I realize we could be here for a long time if everybody shared a story. But we'll have an opportunity for one or two people to share a story. But while you're thinking of a story from your own life and experience that you might be able to share in a moment, here's something from my life. Just one way that God has helped me. Many of you will know that Chris, my wife, caught COVID a year and a half ago when it was a bit more, things were a bit more tricky in those times. During the second or third wave of the virus. Chris was very poorly during that time, and one morning she said, I can't do this, I need more help to breathe. So we called the ambulance, and the paramedics were great and suggested that Chris should go directly to hospital. No big surprise there. That was even though Chris didn't really want to go, and part of me didn't want her to go either. It's impossible to know how serious this was, and also whether we're actually going to see Chris again. But just as she was leaving the house, Chris said to me, I'll be back. She said those words, I'll be back. Now, if anybody knows the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, Terminator, that's actually a direct quote from from Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back. Now, Chris actually doesn't remember herself saying these words at all. She has no recollection whatsoever of saying those words. But the thing is, I took those words to be a word from the Lord. I took them to heart as a promise from God himself. And from that moment on, I had peace that I would see Chris again. Now, I share this story being conscious that others didn't come back from Watford Hospital. But this is just one story of how God helped me in recent times. And I just wondered if anybody else would like to share a story. It might not be quite as dramatic as that, but perhaps a more everyday story of how God has helped you. So I've got a microphone here I can bring round if anybody would like to share something this morning for the encouragement of the rest of the congregation.
Perhaps some of you know that my granddaughter had a child when she was 16, and she was adopted into a very good family.
Amen. Okay, thanks for sharing. Thanks, everyone, for sharing some very difficult experiences being shared there. But all through that, people are celebrating and recognizing the fact that God has been with them and helped them through those times and continues to speak to them and encourage them. Praise the Lord. Let's sing now, Jesus is Lord, as we recognize Jesus' Lordship over our life. And over creation. This is 384 in Baptist Praise and Worship, but again, the words will be up on our screen. As we reflect upon all those experiences that have been shared, as we think about our own lives, we proclaim Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord, creation's voice proclaims it, for by his power each tree and flower was planned and made. Jesus is Lord, the universe declares it, sun, moon and stars in heaven cry, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, praise him with alleluias, for Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord, yet from his throne eternal, in flesh he came to die in pain on Calvary's tree. Jesus is Lord, from him all life proceeding, yet gave his life a ransom, thus setting us free. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, praise him with alleluias, for Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Sin, the mighty conqueror, from death he rose, and all his foes shall own his name. Jesus is Lord, God sends his Holy Spirit to show by works of power that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Praise him with hallelujahs, for Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Now Joey is going to come and read our second Bible reading. This is taken from Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verses 25 to 30. Thanks, Dewey.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 25 to 30. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of all of my needs. For he longs for all of you and is distressed because he heard you. He was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not only him, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad, and I may have less anxiety. So then welcome him in the Lord with great joy and honor people like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ. He risked his life to make up for the help of you yourselves could not give me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joey. My talk this morning is entitled, Help, Who Needs It? It's a funny old thing, life I mean. The way we behave and think can also be a bit strange at times too. For example, sometimes we think we don't need help, when actually we do. Sometimes we know we need help, but don't always get the help or the kind of help that we need. I'm pretty sure that we've all been there one time or another, needing help but refusing it when it's offered, or needing help and getting something different. Well, in contrast, these Psalms of Ascent, like Psalm 121 you heard earlier, are good news. Good news because these are songs of people both looking for help and finding it. This collection of 15 psalms is like a special collection within the whole of the 150 psalms in our Bible. And in today's language, this is a bit like a music album, if you like. These songs are meant to go together. They have very kind of similar themes. And they were used by Jewish pilgrims as they were approaching Jerusalem at the end of their pilgrimage towards Jerusalem. So it's very likely that Jesus himself sang these songs whenever he came to Jerusalem for a festival. And it's very likely that he was singing one of these psalms just as he saw Jerusalem from a distance and began to cry over that city. There's a real mix of emotions in all of these psalms of ascent. There's a real sense of the psalmist wondering what is going on, wondering why and how things have gone so wrong now and in the past. Yes, there's always an electric sense of excitement as well. How amazing it is for people like us to be able to approach God. How wonderful to draw near to the place where God dwells. But there's also a sense of God's people carrying great burdens and big questions with them at the same time. Each of these songs asks searching questions of God and of God's people. And they don't always find neat answers either. Some of the songs are left pretty open-ended. Psalm 120 especially kind of ends on a question. But usually by asking questions of God and themselves, these psalmists hear some kind of helpful response. The God they have been longing to meet in the temple is already speaking to them even before they arrive at their destination in Jerusalem. As Jesus said when he came to Jerusalem, It is as if the very stones of the walls of the city and the temple cry out and speak for God. Now, I'm sure all of this echoes our own experience of longing to meet with God, hoping to hear from God and to find some help. But all of this is with a backdrop of anxiety and distress, of not really knowing what the outcome will be. But with each of these songs, the outcome is the seeker finds help. Not always the exact type of help the seeker was expecting, but some form of help from God and from others too. Psalm 121 is a short list of all kinds of fears. The writer is scared of losing his footing on his journey, not understandably. He's scared of both the sun and the moon, of the day and the night. This man would seem to be a bag of nerves. But the many fears mentioned here are matched by the repeated assurances of God. This message is impossible to miss. In 5 out of 6 verses, the psalmist and we are reminded that God watches over you. I will watch over them, says the Lord. This is the irresistible conclusion of the psalmist's statement of faith in the opening verses, where he writes, "My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth." And we know, don't we? We know because of Jesus that our Creator doesn't just stand back and admire his creation. Our Lord and Heavenly Father is passionately involved in creation on a daily basis. So our help comes from the Lord every day. Hallelujah. Just as we've been hearing from those testimonies we heard earlier. And our help also comes from those around us. Which brings us to the story of Epaphroditus in Paul's letter to the Christians in Philippi. Epaphroditus was sent by those Christians with a specific mission to help Paul in prison in Rome. And that's exactly what he did. That's what Epaphroditus did. He helped in the place of those who couldn't help Paul more directly. Paul clearly deeply appreciated the help this man offered and brought, and a close friendship developed between them. So when Epaphroditus came down with a very serious illness, which nearly caused his death, it caused Paul and the Philippians great concern, understandably. And actually, in that situation, instead of being a helper, Epaphroditus had to accept Paul's help. Praise God, Epaphroditus recovered. And this saved Paul and those who had sent Epaphroditus, a lot of sorrow. But his illness signaled the end of his mission. Now, I have an activity sheet here for both young and old. At the end of this, my talk, there's a picture to colour in on one side, and there's also 2 word challenges and some questions about this particular story, and those will be handed out in a moment at the end of my talk. But there are a number of simple lessons we can learn from the story of Epaphroditus. One is this: sometimes we can't help, but others can. Sometimes the help we give is for a short time for a specific purpose. And both these facts mean that we don't need to get exhausted with the burden of helping others. We need to know the limits of our own resources. And we need the wisdom and the grace to know when to accept help ourselves. But in all of this, what we can say is this: how wonderful to be the answer to someone's prayers. How blessed it is to provide someone with the help that they really need. Perhaps this is what we should be praying from all this. To ask God to show us who needs help. To show us what kind of help they need. And to show us when our job is done. Sometimes we can help others by praying. Sometimes we can offer a helping hand in some way. And sometimes we just know someone else who can help. Praise the Lord who helps us and who encourages us each to be a help to others. And helping, of course, is not just limited to helping people. We can help God's creation too. Just one way, for example, is to plant flowers to help the bees. Another way is to get advice and plant trees during this Queen's Jubilee year. There are all sorts of ways we can help each other and our fellow creatures too. Thanks be to God. Amen. So during our next hymn, These sheets, these activity sheets, are going to be handed out by Elizabeth and Raphael, so please feel free to grab a pen and grab one of these sheets and do some colouring or answer some of the questions on the back or the word challenges that you'll see there. So this should help to cement what we've learned this morning from Epaphroditus and from Psalm 121 as well. But we're going to sing now. Sing together 473 in Baptist Praise and Worship. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey. We are brothers on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. I will hold the Christ light for you in the night time of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you, seek the peace you long to hear. I will weep when you are weeping. I'll laugh with you. Joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. When we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony. All of all we've known together of Christ's love. Sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. Praise the Lord. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we praise you, maker of the heavens and the earth. Who is there to compare with you? Lord Jesus, we thank you for the many ways you have helped us and the ways you want to help us today. Holy Spirit, our helper, we worship you and ask that you would empower us to follow you and to help others and your creation. Lord God, show us how we can help others in need. And we bring before you now people we know who need our prayers. We ask in the quiet now that they would know your helpful and healing presence. And Lord God, we thank you for your plan to bring salvation to all creation. We pray for wisdom and understanding as to how we can help all your creation to flourish, so that together with all creation, we can sing your praise and worship the Lamb of God who will make all things new. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning, Made in God's Image. This is 633 in Baptist Praise and Worship. 633, Again, the words will be up on our screen.
Made in God's image, woman and man, here is the wholeness, God's human plan. Brother and sister, daughter and son, here is a family made to be one. We need each other, old folks and young, sharing together life from the sun. This is the meaning, prize to be one. Here is a family made to be one. Dapple creation, diverse its ways, colors and cultures offer their praise. Gathered together under the sun, here is a family made to be one. Praise to the Father and to the Son, praise to the Spirit, our God is one. Here is our vision, new world begun. Here is a family made to be one.
A blessing now from the book A Heart for Creation. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would play with us this week. Set free our imaginations to dream and make and explore. Help us enjoy and make the most of each moment. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.